Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn down a penny at 4.59 and a quarter, July wheat down 4 1/4 cents at 6.18 and a quarter, and July beans down a penny and a quarter at 12.13 and 3/4. The 100-day moving average on the corn is at 4.59 and 3/4. We could close over, let's say, 4.61 today. That would be a good close. July wheat, the 200-day moving average is at 424.5, about 6 cents away from where we went out overnight. We could close over that. It would certainly be a nice sign out here. July beans down the penny and a quarter. All we need to do is really close over 1221. That's 8 cents away over the 100-day moving average. I think that'll force the hands of some more fund buying out here. Funds are still pretty short, 194,000 corn. We're short 23,000 wheat, 95,000 beans, and 62,000 bean oil, but they are long now, 72,000 contracts of meal. We've got the WASDE report on Friday. Do the funds want to cover more positions, short positions before the report? We'll have to see. I think if we close over these 100-day moving averages in the corn and beans, that we would certainly see some more buying out here before the report. The rains look like they end for much of the Midwest by tomorrow. And then, you know, pretty normal temps, 60s and 70s, not a whole lot of rain around in the 6 to 10 day. So, you know, we're going to get the grain in as we always do every year. But Brazil looks like the southern crop is going to lose about 2 to 3 million metric tons of beans. But it's still, when you look at the big picture, they're still looking at a big crop down there. WASDE report on Friday. What are they going to say? You know, I think it's about time they start cutting the bean carryouts by increasing the crush out here. The crush has been incredibly strong, and I can't imagine that when they look at these numbers, they're not going to add in more on the crush side. I think they've knocked the exports about as bad as they're going to. So hopefully we'll see that if they increase the crush numbers, that'll reduce the carryout and hopefully lead us to some higher prices out here. Outside markets, right now we've got the crude oil up 44, the dollar's down 11. The metals are very strong, Bitcoin's up. Dow Jones looks to open up about 125 higher. All in all, it's going to be a real matter of, you know, do the funds want to cover before the report, or is the better dry weather and planting weather going to put some pressure on the grains? We'll just have to see what the funds want to do here this morning. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.